I'm Hillary Hahn, and I am here with
Paavo Järvi.
And we are in a barn.
We are in a magnificent barn, a little bit outside of Bremen.
We just recorded Viertan's Concerto No. 4, and there was another piece on the recording,
which is Mozart Violin Concerto No. 5.
There's always a lot of drive. When we play Mozart together, there's
Mozart
a lot
is the most amazing
momentum.
Thing. Yes, but Mozart's all about opera. You know, and when you know and love Mozart operas, and I can tell that you do, it's about singing. Then there's a lot of right or wrong is not only a question anymore. Is it vocal?
There's also a moment at the beginning of the first movement after, so the initial statement is a substantial orchestral tutti, also in the Viertan, so orchestral tutti, and then it clears out for a little bit, the violin enters, and then the piece starts to move again. And that, I don't know if that's an operatic device, but it feels very soloistic, and
but
you're
it is,
suddenly exposed.
It is, yes, and all of a sudden there is
all on your own.
Orchestra comes, yes, and then all of
and
a sudden
you have to set up
comes.
The rest of the
exactly.
piece as well, because
yeah.
what just happened in the orchestra is not necessarily what I, as the player of that particular line, am going to draw the mood from, because it's like two different worlds.
And very often it is like this in the overture. You know, you have
right,
orchestra
right.
starts, and then curtain comes up, and here
right.
she is.
There's also the situation with the third movement of the Mozart, where you have the theme, and then you have developments, and then you have the so you have that whole change of character. And then in the Viertan, in the third movement, there's the trio section in the middle, which is
rustico.
Yeah, and it changes the energy.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing that such music is not known.
And he wrote them for himself too. He performed them. He was a violinist. Actually, he taught Viertan taught Eugène Ysaÿe in
who was
Belgium,
a music director
of the
of
Cincinnati
Symphony, where I was a music director for 10 years. See, there is a connection in everything.
There is.